Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we happen to have any first-time visitors or guests with us this morning? All right. As we enter our time of praises and prayer requests, just ask that you raise your hand where you're at, and Levi will bring you the microphone. Just hold it close, say your name, and speak slowly and clearly so that Hank can get everything written down here for us and we get it right. I'd like to pray with a praise this morning. Devin, that usually sits right here, is not with us, and that's not the praise. It's that he's a bunch of boys, and I don't know the exact number. Do you, Elmer? That at Bushy Creek, where he's at, are getting baptized this morning. So let's keep them in prayer. And before I forget, I'd like to announce that there is a card back here by the coffee pot for Leon and Allie for Valentine's Day, if you don't mind to sign that for them. So, do we have anyone over here that'd like to share a praise or prayer request with us? Patty?
Tomorrow is my mom Ethel's 90th birthday. As most of you know, she does not like attention at all. So, there is a cake that we'll be serving between services for her.
Wonderful.
So,
happy birthday.
My name is Kay. So thankful for our first responders. Been mighty busy, and policemen and firemen, and doctors and nurses, all who, military, who care about us. Also want to pray for one of our children, Brian. He has been diagnosed with cancer, and he's going to have surgery a week from tomorrow, week from this next coming Monday, February the 9th. So I'd like to pray for Brian, and just pray that all will be well. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else over here? All right, how about this side? Yeah, crew.
Kind of a strange thing. I moved back down here, and I had a friend I went to college with. I've seen him a few years back, and I tried to find him, and I asked several people here. He's from this kind of local. And I looked up one deal, and it said same name. The guy died, and I thought, well, he's dead. You know, you get kind of older, you lose a lot of friends. But while I was in Texas, anyway, I got the phone call, and lo and behold, it was my friend. And he wasn't dead. And I get to where I'll say that sometime. I say, I'm so glad you're still alive. And I'm glad we're all still alive. And there's a reason and purpose for that. Thank you, Jesus. And long story short, so it's been kind of short. We got back, and I give him a call once. We saw him once. Don and Donna. His name's Don Carnes, and his wife's Donna. But he ended up giving me a call. We saw him once, and one morning, and he said that his, and they showed us a picture of a granddaughter, and little granddaughter had, first great granddaughter passed away. And so that's the prayer request. And that happened, about a week ago. And the services, I think, were Saturday for the little baby. And it was in prayer. And the grandfather, it was his son, Josh Carnes, oldest girl's and her husband's daughter. And there's something that good, kind of strange how God does say. He called me the morning after that. He told us about it, and I said, we'll pray. But we prayed about it, and to her sister and different people. I think I called Linda about it, or Vicki did. But he called me back and said, well, they decided to give her heart valve to another little baby. And then he said, well, you know, that might have been the reason. And he said, I can accept that. And, you know, when it comes to heaven, we get to accept things. Heaven's a wonderful place, and things happen. We give things to God, but do we really give them to him? And, you hear things. That'd be kind of a hard thing to really do that, but yet a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So there's always good things that come out of bad things. God is just so good. But I want us to lift the family up still in that. Thank you so much.
Yep. God bless.
So prayers for the Carnes family. Yep. Marion.
My name is Marion, and I'd like to thank everyone for praying for my friend, Pat Savage. She was released from the hospital, then went to Encompass. She is home, back in her spot. So, Father, I just want to thank our Heavenly Father for that. And also, many of you know that I've gone to Concord High School this semester, and I know that the Lord opened a lot of doors to make that happen because I wasn't really looking. And Friday, we were going to have a fifth quarter, and many of you that helped with our fifth quarter for Kansas in the fall know what that is. And we all got together at the gym at Life Point Fellowship there in Little Kansas, and we were going to have it, and we canceled it because of the weather, and then they decided about 5 o'clock to have it. So I drove back up to Concord and announced it. And I thought that Kansas already knew that we were having it because I'd already told the huddle there. And only Concord students came, but it was a blessing. So that's the first fifth quarter that Concord has had, and I'm just thankful that the Lord worked out all the details to cause that to happen. And I just would like for y'all to pray that a huddle there at Concord can come into existence, and that they will do this in addition to multiple Bible studies that take place on campus with a teacher there already. So just to come alongside them is such a great opportunity. And just thankful that everyone's here today and that we survived the blizzard. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Marion. Anybody else? All right. If not, we'll have our prayer song. Thank you.
Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much for the opportunity that you give us to be here today. And after missing last Sunday, it's so great to be here with our church family and to just see everybody and get caught up. And we thank you for all your blessings and taking care of us through that cold spell, and of course, being out, those that had to be out on those slick roads, just watching over them and helping them to get to and from where they needed to, Lord, and we thank you for that. And along those lines, Lord, we'd just like to pray for the first responders and doctors and just people that had to be out in it, people that worked on the power lines and all of those things, Lord. We just thank you for their dedication to make life so much easier for us, Lord. And we just ask that you would continue to be with those and watch over them and bless them. And, Lord, we'd just a big praise for those young men up at Teen Challenge that Devin has been working with, and the fact that they will be, several of them, be baptized today, Lord. And we just pray that they can stay true to you after today, Lord, and that there will be people that come alongside of them that will help them in their walk with you, Lord. So just a really big praise there. Lord, we do thank you for the fact that Ethel, of course, is with us today and that she's celebrating her birthday this coming week. And, Lord, we just thank you for that and know that we are so very fortunate for she and Melvin to be with us and to have ministered to us over the years. And Lord, we want to lift up Brian, who's been diagnosed with cancer and planning on surgery a week from tomorrow, Lord. And so we just pray for him. Be with the doctors as they perform the surgery. And then, of course, hopefully it'll be a success and that, Lord, he'll be able to recover quickly and get back to the things that he needs to, Lord. Lord, we want to lift up the Carnes family that has lost this granddaughter. And, Lord, we just know that that you'll be with and comfort the family, Lord, in this being an old friend of Krill's. And, Lord, we just pray that through that he can be of help to that man, Don, and just give him something to think about in the fact that the heart valve was donated and another baby has a chance for life, Lord. So we thank you for that. We want to lift up Pat Savage and just thank you so very much for watching over her and helping her to get to feeling better and the fact that she's been able to get out of the hospital, Lord. And we just know that you'll be with her and continue to strengthen her through this time. And I praise for the young people from Colcord being able to come to Kansas to Life Point for the fifth quarter up there, Lord. And we just pray that in the future they will be able to start a huddle up there and that maybe the two schools can continue to draw closer through you, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for that. And we would ask that you'd be with the missions that our group supports, Lord, that you would just be with them and continue their work wherever they may be and just watch over them and bless them. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless our country, that our country would indeed continue and hopefully more so to look to you for the guidance that we so badly need. And plus all of the persecuted countries around the world, Lord, and Israel especially, that you would be with them and help them to remain strong in their faith in you, Lord, because we know that in you, Lord, in the end, we will be able to see you in glory. So we just thank you and praise you, Lord. I ask that you would continue to be with us and bless us through the rest of our service. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.